This program was first broadcast on Canterbury's community access radio station Plains FM 96.9 and was made with the assistance of New Zealand On Air.
Coming up next on Plains FM is Find Your Bliss.
Good morning, everyone. It's Rebecca Davison here, intuitive coach and mentor, and you're listening to the Find Your Bliss show here on Plains FM. And this morning, we're going to be talking about stepping into confidence and why would that be important? Pretty much confidence and success go hand in hand. You know, I often say that certainty is sexy. You know, when you're around somebody and they have certainty about who they are or what they're doing, that's very attractive. So, first of all, when it comes to confidence, I think it's really important to realize that confidence is something that you cultivate and acquire. We're not all born with confidence, right? We're born with skills and talents that need to be unearthed. But when it comes to confidence, it's something that we need to cultivate. It's something that we need to acquire, and we do that largely through taking action. But let's break this down. You know, like when you're looking at confidence, what does it actually mean for you? You know, does it mean that you have the ability to move beyond your fears? You know, maybe that looks like picking up the phone and calling somebody and saying, hey, I have this amazing idea, would you help me to implement it? Maybe it looks like starting a business. Maybe it looks like, you know, having a bucket list and actually going, you know what, I'm going to do what it takes to achieve these things on my bucket list and taking action towards making those things happen. You know, maybe confidence for some people is actually walking away from a job or a relationship that doesn't actually serve them. You know, I was reading a post yesterday on Facebook about this guy who gave up his corporate job, and he travels around America, and what he does is he helps save dogs. So rescue dogs, that's his mission, right? He has given up his corporate lifestyle, and I think he lives in a van, and he goes around and he helps rescue dogs, dogs that need to be rescued, you know, but there's a certain level of confidence that has to be there to be able to do that. So let's talk at some of the first things in regards to confidence. How do you acquire more confidence? I think the first place to start is let's check in with your self-belief. Where is your self-belief in regards to whatever it is that you're trying to achieve? You know, maybe it's raising amazing conscious kids. Maybe it's, you know, having your business go to the, you know, to be able to make an amazing impact through your business. You know, self-belief also is going to be connected to your why. Why are you choosing to do what you do? You know, I choose to do intuitive coaching work, A, because it's a calling, it's a vocation, right? It is something where it's in every part of my being to step in and to help people to facilitate the most powerful part of themselves and to help other people cultivate self-belief. But for you, you know, why would you want to have self-belief? Because self-belief is kind of like the fuel that's going to propel you towards taking action, to show up every day, to be consistent, right? To be in that space of, do I believe that I can achieve my big dreams? You know, it's really interesting for me as a coach, like often what will happen is people will be so disconnected from their own power and their own ability to be able to make something happen that they're just like, you know what? They don't even use the word dream. They don't even use the word goal or result because they're so far removed from thinking that they can actually make it happen. But you think about it, the people who are out there creating, who are out there making things happen, or whether it's creating a song or making some music, or whether it's actually stepping into massive abundance or serving others or helping people get fresh drinking water, on some level they have some self-belief, right? That if they come together, that if they make a contribution, that it's going to serve in some way. So just checking in, on a scale of 1 to 10 right now, off the top of your head, 10 being absolutely, like totally 100% dialed in, and 1 being not at all, where is your level of self-belief? Do you believe that you can make amazing things happen? You know, and this is where the intuitive coaching part is so important, because often a lot of these beliefs are subconscious, right? Maybe you've had your confidence knocked, right? And you've had it repeatedly told to you that things like children should be seen and not heard, or you're too much, or, you know, you're pushing the buttons of the people around you. Right. So if we get told these things as a child, as an adult, it can be really difficult to move forward and kind of feel like we have self-belief and confidence. So this is why it's so important to do the inventory, the intuitive inventory, and kind of go, okay, well, where is my level of self-belief? Where do I not believe that it's possible for me to step up or to step out or to go after my dreams? Or, you know, one of my favorite quotes is, you got to chase your dreams down like it's the last bus of the night. Like, you know, make sure that you catch that bus. Are you in that energy of momentum and being unstoppable and being able to make it happen? And also too, you know, what's it going to take for your self-belief to increase? Now, intuitively, I think one of the first action steps that's really important when it comes to self-belief is starting to be very sensitive and attuned to your body. You know, your body is a divine instrument. Your body is always giving you intuitive information. So A, are you listening to it? And B, are you taking action on it? I.e., if you walk into a room and your energy kind of contracts, then that's kind of a warning signal from your body, right? From your divine vessel, that maybe there's something that you need to be wary of. Right? Or maybe you come across somebody, I'm clairsentient, which means that I feel energy in my body. You know, I can have a conversation with somebody, and if I'm tuned into the energy, if they've experienced heartbreak, I will feel it in my heart. More often than not, it feels like a sharp, hot poker, right? So again, this is how we become very sensitive to energy. And the energy is a guidance system. You know, the energy is showing you, is this safe to move towards or safe to move away from? You know, we as humans, we're wired, right, to move towards pleasure and away from pain. Are you using all your facilities available to you to be really consciously aware on the hyper level so you can use your intuition as that GPS to guide you? And guess what? When you start going inwards and start checking in with yourself and developing that relationship with your body, which might even look like getting up in the morning and going, hey, how am I feeling? How's my body feeling? You know, is there any tension in my body? You know, guess what happens with emotions that go unprocessed? We shove them in our bodies. So if you've got a sore back, you know, are you feeling unsupported? You know, if it's your upper back, are you feeling like you're being stabbed in the back? If it's your lower back, are you worried about money? This is how your body talks to you. So are you prepared to start tuning in and listening? Because when you do, guess what happens? You know, when you go to a party and you meet somebody, what do? To get to know them? You start asking them questions. Just the same with your own body. If you're starting to ask your body questions and saying, hey, how are you feeling today? Is there anything you want to tell me? You know, is there any kind of emotion that's floating around in my body that's actually looking for expression? How can I give myself that time, energy, and attention that I would give a friend to be able to listen to them and how they're feeling? How can I give that to myself? Because guess what that does? When you take the time to ask questions, what do? You build rapport. When you build rapport with somebody, anybody, you build trust. And guess what trust gives you? When you do this process for yourself, ask questions, build rapport, create trust, you develop your self-belief, right? So it's easier for you to believe in yourself when you're communicating with yourself, your own emotions, your body, your energy fields. And of course, right, you can bring conscious awareness to that, because guess what happens? When your body gives you information and you act on it, right? Say you've got a situation where you know there's somebody in your life that you need to have a conversation with, right? And that's often a really big energy for people. You know there's somebody in your world where their energy is a little bit contracted. And if you actually chose to have a conversation with them, it could open the energy up. it could get things flowing again. Maybe it's to tell somebody that you're sorry, or maybe it's to ask for forgiveness. You know, maybe it's to clear the air. You know, if your body is giving you information to go do that, once you actually take the action and go do it, guess what? Your body is going to relax because it's delivered the intuitive information and you've taken action on it, which has created the end result. So this kind of moves us, excuse me, into the next element though. And this is how we acquire and cultivate confidence, obviously by developing that relationship with ourselves. But the next one is facing our fears. Think about it. People who are unstoppable, they know how to face their fears easily and effortlessly. In fact, people who are unstoppable are in the energy of like, come on, you know, bring on the fear. Bring the fears towards me so I can actually face them and move beyond them. You know, I think it was Mark Twain who said that, you know, pretty much 95% of your fears aren't even true. That's a huge percentage. But we can spend so much time and energy running away from our fears. And guess how this often manifests, right? In checking out, in distraction, binging on Netflix, watching TV, playing PlayStation, distracting ourselves, surfing the web, Facebook, as opposed to actually going out there and making something happen, right? Because often our fears will say things like, oh, you're not good enough. Or, you know, you don't have what it takes. Or what if you fail? Right? What does it take to start eliminating that kind of language from your vocabulary and start facing your fears? And what's the number one remedy for facing fear? Right? This is gold, right? This is gold. It's action. So for all those people who are, because, you know, like I'm a very practical spiritual person. You know, for me, I'm like, I'm here on planet Earth and I'm about getting results. I'm not here in regards to, you know, I want to sit on a little fluffy cloud and go om and pretend that everything is okay when it's not. It's right. How do we make this practical? How do we take our super consciousness, our connection to the divine, to source energy, and make it work for us on planet Earth? Because that's where we're hanging out, right? That's where we're living. And often what happens is I'll see people who start developing their spiritual gifts, but they're not even in their body, right? They're floating around in the ethers, which people often say, oh, you know, that's really woo-woo, or that person's away with the fairies. Like they literally are, because they're not claiming their space here on the planet. They're not grounding themselves. They're not connecting from above and below and expanding their energy from this place. So it's so important to realize, because often I get people who are like, oh, I'm just going to meditate on it, or, you know, I'm just going to stay still or in the energy of receptivity, and then my manifestation will occur. And I hate to break it to anybody, but that's not how manifestation works, right? There's one of the immutable laws on the planet, and that is the law of action. You need to take action. Now, don't get me wrong, because I know what happens, right? This can get distorted. We can end up going into hyper-masculine energy, which is about, can often be about driving, pushing, getting the result, doing it what it takes no matter what, which is also an amazing skill set, right? To make things happen. But we want to do it from a place of inspiration. Right? And this is where we get the balance between our superconscious and our rational, practical self. If you go into your superconscious to get the guidance, and that's going to be full of inspiration, right? Which is going to feel very light. And then what we can do is we can take that information and we can go out and use our practical, rational mind to make it happen. So you're constantly putting yourself in the energy of inspiration. And guess what? That's going to flow a lot more easily. And also too, feeling that, right? That is the balance between masculine and feminine. The inspiration, motivation, intuition, divine idea coming through into more practical, rational, take the action step energy being more masculine, right? And again, so what does it take to be in balance when we're taking action? Because guess what? If we stay in one energy particularly, it's going to feel like, spiritual energy, you probably feel like you're not going to get the results, but practical, rational energy, it's going to end up feeling like a grind. It's going to end up feeling like, I don't want to do this anymore because it's not bringing me joy or happiness or enthusiasm or lightness. So we need to get those two things in balance, right? And how do we do that? We do that by cultivating that relationship within ourselves and also to be able to go, okay, well, I need to actually take action to be able to face my fears. So what does that look like? And again, often people put so much pressure on themselves, excuse me, to be able to get amazing big results. Any overnight success on some level, there has been repetitive showing up. Right. Even, Justin Bieber, right? I was listening to his music this morning. I was just thinking, he's got such an amazing voice. But, he started playing the drums or something when he was 5 years old. So often people think, he's just a young kid and he's had all this amazing success, which is true. But he was showing up when he was a kid, right? He was showing up and connecting to music at that really young age. He was connecting to his passion. He had an environment, obviously, where that was being supported. So what are you doing in regards to showing up? If you have a dream or a goal or something that you want to achieve for yourself, what action steps have you been taking towards it? And this is the beautiful thing about fear, right? Like if we take an action step, it helps to dissolve the fear. It gives us more confidence so we can take another action step. So the next thing that this kind of leads into is if we're in that space of even asking yourself, what's one small action that I can take today that's going to move me towards my goal? If you're wanting to start a business, for example, maybe doing some research. Maybe the research looks like, who is somebody in my field who is doing what I'm interested in, who is doing really well? Research that person, look them up, Google them, right? Do some research and kind of go, what is that person doing? What's their secret sauce? What energy are they running? What beliefs do they have? What action steps have they taken to get where they are now? Do some research. Connect yourself to the energy of what it is that you want to bring into your world. So again, when you take a little action step, what happens is the energy starts flowing. The energy of what it is that you want, you're connecting to it by taking the action. And that helps to cultivate the confidence. So again, it doesn't have to be like propelling yourself onto the stage in front of 30,000 people tomorrow, right? But what's one action step that you could take? If you're nervous about public speaking, and that would be a key element in regards to being in business, maybe you could go and take a Toastmasters course. Right? Use your initiative to go, what action steps do I need to take to get to that place where I can walk on stage in front of 30,000 people and feel really confident and happy and relaxed doing it? So often too, right? Again, this is where the intuitive coaching piece is so important because I can feel that. Like when I said that, people are like, oh, that sounds like too much like hard work. So that's why you need to go into it and clear it, right? So it is, if you're really passionate about something, you're not going to let anything stand in your way. And are you doing it that at the moment? Are you letting other people's thoughts, opinions, judgments, ideas, or beliefs stop you from your dream? I see that over and over and over and over again. Are you giving your power away to other people's opinions? What does it take to stop doing that? It takes awareness. In my experience, it takes intuitive coaching to clear the energy so you can move into that place where you can kind of get into alignment super quick. It's gold to live in the energy of not being concerned about anybody else's opinions or judgments. Do you love yourself enough to show up for your passion and do it because you love it? And you're choosing to put yourself in that love frequency every day and share that energy. Who's a great example of that? Jamie Oliver. You know, you cannot watch Jamie Oliver make food and not be inspired, right? Why has he been so successful? Because he loves what he does. He's so enthusiastic. You know, just watching him even, you know, have the image of my head. You know how he gets the oil bottle and he just puts his finger over it and then he splashes it all over the place. And he just does it with so much enthusiasm. That is what has made him so successful, because he loves what he does. And when people tune into him and watch him make food, they're tuning into that energetic frequency. And guess what? That's 90% of being in business, right? People, when they buy anything from you, they are buying your energy. So if you want to be super successful, what is your energetic frequency? Are you living in the energetic frequency of confidence, of bliss, of ease, of grace, of pleasure, of passion? You know, that's why Jamie Oliver has sold so many cookbooks, because his enthusiasm, his feel, his vibe is in those cookbooks. He loves them, so he's sharing that love with other people. You see how it works, right? So again, what is it that you're passionate about? What is it that you love to do? You know, thinking about a time or a place where you had a situation where you were like, oh my goodness, I just felt so amazing after that experience. That is probably calling to you in regards to stepping into that energy and frequency. What's an action step? And a lot of people go, oh, you don't understand, because I can't make money out of that. You know, that's not true. You can make money out of so many things, right? And again, you can see where the intuitive coaching piece is so important, to clear anywhere you have money blocks, because often they can be really subconscious. You know, I'm not going to make money out of being a yoga teacher or a surf instructor, or, you know, and again, that's just lack of imagination. But often what's happened, right, as our imagination has been shut down, or our confidence has been knocked, or we have had somebody in our world who has modeled to us that you can't go for your big dreams because it's not going to happen. It's too much of a risk. You know, I said this to a client a wee while ago, no risk, no return. It's kind of a banking jargon too, right? From working with investment portfolios, no risk, no return. The other one is no guts, no glory. Right, you have to have confidence to be able to reach for your big goals. But I tell you what, it is like, it's pure bliss, right? It is such a high frequency energy to be in that place where you are following your innate knowing to be able to create something amazing out in the world. And you're offering it to people as an energetic frequency. Like, I love singing, or I love playing the guitar, or, you know, I love surfing, or I love yoga. To be able to offer that to others and to do it in a way that you can become truly abundant. Because guess what? There are people out there already doing it. So anywhere you stop or block yourself is just a limiting belief. You've got to have that that passion. And what we'll talk about when we come back, I'm just going to play a wee tune for you now, but is stickability, you know, consistency. That is what's going to get you some results. Alrighty, so Alamino P, it is New Zealand Music Month. So here we have a track from Alamino P. This is an oldie but a goodie. It's Fast Times in Tahoe.
They say that absence makes the heart grow fonder, but I doubt it. I really doubt it. Playing ping pong over oceans, messing with emotions, messing with my head, messing with my head. 13 hours ago, I'm no longer at home. Times in Tahoe, 3,000 miles away. What can I say? Fast times too fast for me. And I don't care what you say to get me out of the way. I've got to get my message through to you, baby.
They say that
Sorry about that. Just cut myself off. You're listening to Rebecca here on Plains FM and the Find Your Bliss show. If you're interested, you can get hold of me at Facebook. We have a Facebook group, which is a community group. So that's for people who really want some support to really step into their limitless self, right? To start living a little more from your intuition and your internal guidance rather than living from your rational mind, so to speak. So if you go on to Facebook, you can find me at Find Your Bliss Now. So facebook.com/findyourblissnow, or you can find me at I have three pages. So another one is the Intuitive Life Academy. If you go into groups on Intuitive Life Academy, you can join the private group. So I post in there daily to support people and to also, you know, to ask questions and to kind of open your mind up a little bit in regards to what's possible. So today we're talking about stepping into confidence and why is that so important and really important aspect too. Why am I talking about confidence today? On the 12th of May at 9 a.m. I'm doing an online event. So if you go into those Facebook pages, you'll be able to find some more information. The other page I have is facebook.com/Rebecca.Davison.intuitivecoach. You can actually buy tickets to this event there. What this event is an energy clearing event. So it's a 2-hour process where we do a deep dive essentially into your psyche and pull up all the files in regards to anywhere your confidence has been smashed or anywhere you've lost your confidence or anywhere you don't even think that it's possible for you to live your dreams. So that's an opportunity to kind of bring that energy to the surface and have it be cleared away. Now, what happens in that event is it's very interactive. So it's through a platform called Crowdcast. So you can actually type into me and share with me what's happening for you as you go through the process. It's about helping you to connect to higher frequencies. And then when we do, we can transmute energy. So it was Einstein who said, you know, you can't solve a problem at the same level of consciousness that it was created. So we really need to kind of think of things outside of the square to be able to provide the solution. You know, there's one thing that I am really good at. It's asking amazing questions to help activate energy within you so you can actually start rewiring your brain and your system to be able to find the solution. You know, one of the key elements to my own success has been cultivating that, has been in that space of, you know, as an entrepreneur, you create, if you ever come across an issue, right, you create the solution. And that's how you can make a lot of money, right, is solving people's problems. If people have a problem and you provide the solution, then you're in business, right? So again, and that's what people are doing, whether they're realizing or not, whether they're selling, you know, shampoo and conditioner or mascara or anything, they're creating a solution. They're helping people's lives by creating that solution. So again, for yourself, if you want to be supported in that in regards to stepping into more confidence, and again, like I said, confidence goes hand in hand with success. Confidence goes hand in hand with success. You need to cultivate confidence to be successful. And it is something that you can acquire. And you know, I've outlined some ways that you can start developing your confidence already by starting to listen to your own body, right? Developing a relationship with yourself. So you're actually listening to yourself. You know, another great way of doing that is start meditating, right? Listening to the universe, stepping into your divine purpose even. So, what's another key element? Like I said, stickability. When it comes to confidence, what you want to do, and Tim Ferriss talks about this a lot in his work too, is single purpose, meaning when you pick something up, that you follow it through to the end, right? When you pick something up, that you follow it through to the end. So, that might be opening your mail and doing your bills, right? Instead of kind of opening your mail and then leaving it half open or not completing the task at hand, is to be single-minded in the respect of, I'm going to open these bills, I'm going to address them, I'm going to pay for them, and I'm going to do it all right now, or scheduling the time in to make that possible, right? As opposed to starting something and then not finishing it. Because again, is that going to give you more confidence to be in the energy of completion? Absolutely. And again, this can come back to even a discipline. What does it take to stay at something until you have achieved it? And this is so important, especially for business owners, right? Because we're often challenged in so many different ways with so many variables. You know, You know, maybe it looks like as a coach, how do you start getting coaching clients, right? And then how do you start getting more coaching clients? Or maybe as a retailer, it's like how do you sell so many units of stock per month and how you increase that the next month? You know, people in... people who are selling water filters right now are probably making quite a lot of money, right? Because especially in Christchurch, you know, that's something, and bless us that we're fortunate enough we have even access to water, you know, that we get to turn on the tap and we don't have to walk 20 miles a day. As Miriam pointed out on Facebook, I was just like, yeah, we need to be really grateful that the fact that we even have water at all. However, you know, provide the solution. What does it take to be the person who provides the solution? And even asking yourself, you know, what solutions do I provide for people? Maybe you have a natural skill or talent, or maybe you have a creative passion, and how can you actually start providing that for people? You know, even an opera singer provides a solution in regards to providing pleasure or culture, right? And starting to, you know, look at things from a slightly different mindset, but also sticking at it. You know, I've started taking up the violin, you know, who would have thought, right? And, you know, and often too, right? You know, like I'm in my 40s, people are like, you know, you don't do that kind of thing in your 40s, right? But it's like, no, I'm choosing to exercise my brain. And again, you know, I have a violin teacher called Alex, and he has been consistent in regards to showing up and his stickability for playing the violin, right? He has practiced, you know, thousands and thousands and thousands, tens of thousands of hours in regards to playing the violin. He's really good at it. So what does it take for you to apply that kind of stickability in regards to your own dreams? That single focused, like, I'm going to do what it takes, like I'm going to complete this task, which is going to contribute to my goal or my big dream or that thing that's on my bucket list or the sensation. Because often people miss this too about being an entrepreneur or a business owner, right? It is about the journey. You know, often we think we're going to get to this destination, which often looks like, you know, hundreds of thousands or millions of dollars. That's not the point, right? Because that's the sense of fulfillment is not in that experience. The sense of fulfillment is in the journey. You know, you're going to get more of a kick out of being able to provide the solution to your own problems than you are about just making $100,000. I swear to God, right? You're going to get more of a buzz from that sense of fulfillment that within you that says, I did it. I figured it out. I solved the problem than you are from the money. At the end of the day, the money is just paper. Kind of plastic paper, right? It's what you put into it, is the energy that you put on it. So again, you know, yes, it has value in regards to buying you freedom, pleasure and abundance and all those good things, but that's not in the money. It can be in the process, and people often miss that, because I've been in situations before where I've manifested a lot of money and I was like, oh, this is going to make me so happy, and it didn't. You know, the happiness wasn't in the money. So remembering that, you know, you need to focus on the here and now and bring it back to feeling good every day, right? Because you don't want to be miserable and then make lots of money and think that it's going to bring you happiness. It doesn't work like that. You need to learn now what's going to make you happy every single day. And there's a big hint there in that, right? Being in your energy of passion, the thing that's going to cultivate that confidence for you, because you're going to be constantly putting yourself out of sight of your comfort zone to be able to make it happen by picking up the phone and calling somebody or identifying three people that you want to make a connection with or learning how to do the public speaking or learning how to figure out, you know, your finances or getting the people in place to support you to grow your business in a big way. Right? That's where that sense of fulfillment and confidence will come from, because you'll be constantly showing up. I think it was Woody Allen, right, who said that 80% of success is showing up. And often for people, that can be the hardest part. But if you have that stickability and you can show up consistently over and over and over and over and over again about what it is that you're passionate about, whether it's singing, playing the guitar, playing the violin, being in business, whatever it is going to pay dividends. It is going to give you something. What was this quote that I heard? It was actually from Jesus. And it was something like, if you bring forth what is within you, then what you bring forth will save you. And if you don't bring forth what is within you, what is within you will destroy you. Right? That's pretty powerful in regards to going, holy moly, right? And this is the thing, like, you know, there's so many clues. What did Jesus and, you know, God as such say? The kingdom of heaven is within you. Your skills, talents, and what you are passionate about is your purpose here on the planet. We are here to create. Now, if there's one thing I see so often is that people get distorted on their own creator energy. They don't think it's possible for them to create their big dreams. Again, you can see that's where the intuitive coaching piece is so important, to do that deep dive, that inventory of your own psyche, pull all the files up to the surface, bring light to them, transmute the energy, and create a whole new paradigm so it is easier for you to move forward. You know, what is within you, the world needs it. It makes you unique. There is nobody out there like you. You know, are you allowing your passion to move you forward? Because this is also where your intuitive guidance will help you. And this is where your soul will poke you and prod you and kind of give you a wee elbow in the ribs and tell you things like, you know, there's more out there, don't you? As opposed to you just kind of being in that space of like, oh yeah, no, I'm just going to ignore that prompt from my soul that's trying to prompt me into my greatness and experiencing more. You know, you're not going to cultivate confidence that way, by staying static. Movement, life moves through you. Are you stopping or blocking it, or you are turning the dial up and going, yes, I'm going to allow life to move through me in a much bigger way. I'm going to get out of my own way. I'm going to get my ego to kind of move in such a way that it's actually supporting me, rather than telling me that I can't do it, or I'm not good enough, or I don't have what it takes, or I don't have the skills or the talent or the ability. What does it take just to show up? And also too, what does it take to just be in that energy of playful curiosity? So another key component to cultivating confidence, right? Apart from doing that deep dive, that inventory of your own psyche to go, where am I stopping my blocking myself with my limiting beliefs, is to reprogram your memory bank, you know, to learn how to think in the positive. One of the biggest skill sets, again, that I have, that I'm good at, is being able to go, when it looks like a crappy situation, is to look for the gift. Because again, you can't solve the problem from the same consciousness that created it. So if you're looking at a problem from your rational third dimension, which is, you know, our current reality, if you're looking at it from that level of consciousness, you're going to get stuck. You will not be able to see the wood from the trees. And this is why I say to people, if you look at your situation right now and you imagined that you were on a cloud with an angel, looking down on your own situation, right, perspective, what do you think that angel would tell you about this situation? Why is it occurring? On a soul level, there's always a gift. So maybe you're in a situation where things aren't going the way that you want in a relationship. What is that gifting to you on a bigger level? Maybe it's gifting you unconditional love. Maybe it's gifting you patience. Maybe it's gifting you strength. You know, again, we can be so focused on the problem sometimes that we do not even allow ourselves to expand our energy and our consciousness out to be able to see the solution. You know, if you've experienced a lot of grief in your life, what is the gift of that? Strength, the courage to carry on, the ability to know yourself at the deepest levels, the opportunity to cherish the fact that you love deeply. You know, and again, all of those things make you unique. But if sometimes we just don't even have the ability to pull the camera angle back and to be able to see, and do you think if you did, that that might bring you more confidence? Yes. So again, and again, confidence is a wonderfully supportive energy to live in. If you can have confidence within yourself, then you're always going to be the person who looks for the positive. Because remembering this, right, we have free will. If you want to look for rubbish, you'll find it. If you want to look for crap, you'll find it. If you want to look for somebody's dark side, you will find it. Right? But are you choosing to see the light? Are you choosing to see the light in others? And again, remembering the light is always more powerful than the dark. You go into a dark room and turn the light on, there is light there. The dark vanishes. The light is always more powerful. Love is always more powerful than hate. You know, and hate can be pretty scary to come up against, but love is all more powerful. So can you be that person who, in the spite and in the face of people maybe hating you, do you have the courage to love them back? Do you have the courage to love them back, even if they're hating on you big time? Because guess what? If you're going to go after your dreams, there's probably going to be some people in your life that you're going to trigger. Because when anybody steps into their true power, their limitless self, people around them get triggered. Why? Because those people are not assuming their own power proposition. And they can feel it when you shift. Right? So again, is that going to stop you? You know, it was Wayne Dyer who said, you know, that, or maybe it was Gandhi, I can't remember, one of the two, who said, you know, they'll laugh at you and they'll criticize you and they'll judge you and they'll hate on you and then they'll ask you how you did it. And I think it was Wayne Dyer who said, you know, they'll criticize you, but do it anyway. Or they'll attack you, but do it anyway. Or they'll try and chop you out at your knees. Do it anyway. You know what? And I don't even really adhere to that much, because if you are so focused on your dream and your goal and you have cut away, and if anybody needs help with this, I've done another podcast, right? The Fine Art of Not Giving an F-U-C-K. Go and check it out. You know, how to detach from other people's thoughts, opinions, ideas, and stay in your own lane. Because when you do, when you become so focused on your end goal, you become unstoppable. You become that person who just doesn't even see the obstacles. You just see the path in front of you. You know, you're so focused on your goal that it's inevitable. And this is another key point that I'd like to make in regards to confidence. Act as if you already have it. You know, if you want to supercharge your confidence into the next dimension, you know, if what do you want? You know, do you want a pony? Imagine yourself riding the pony. Do you want to be a multimillionaire? What does a multimillionaire do? What energy are they running? You know, are they worried about their phone bill? You know, probably not, right? So what does it take? And again, people go, again, it's the cross between the rational mind and our limitless self. Who are you going to trust? And this is the thing, again, this is where the intuitive coaching is so important. If you do not trust your soul, then you need to get some intuitive coaching. If you do not trust your limitless self, then you need to figure out what you're going to do to be able to. Because you know what? If you don't, you are limiting your potential. You're limiting your creativity. Spiritual energy is creator energy. It is creative energy. You think about it, you know, and this is why people get so, you know, bunched up in regards to sex. Sex is creator energy. That's why it's so powerful. But are people activating that as a skill set? Are you activating their energy into it? And, you know, that's why, you know, when you're doing your passion, it's really sexy. It is so attractive because you are lit up like a Christmas tree. What's that from? Oh, Suits. All lit up, right? What does it take to be that person who is all lit up like a Christmas tree? Because you're activating all these energies of certainty, of confidence, of being unstoppable, of being happy, right? Because you think about it, if you're running the energy of confidence, you're probably not going to be running the energy of being miserable at the same time. You're going to be running the energy of like, I know how to take care of myself. I know what to do. I know how to tune into my intuition, get the guidance, and then take action on it. I know how to allow myself to be supported by the universe. I know what to do. Right? So are you allowing yourself to live in those kind of frequencies and energies? And again, if you're not, I would totally encourage you to start learning how energy works. You are an oscillating field of energy. Everything in your environment is energy. You know, the chair that you're sitting on is an oscillating field of energy. You know, it has the illusion of being hard, but really on a cellular level, it's not. It's pretty much space, just like you are, right? You have no idea of your own magnificence. But what's it going to take to actually start realizing that and start running that energy through your physicality? So I want you guys to tap in, right? Do you think that I run the energy of failure? You know, what's that movie? I can't remember what it was. Failure is not an option. I do not run that energy. I run the energy of expansion. Like, no matter what, that my business grows, that I'm making more of an impact, that I'm getting my energy into a frequency where I can serve more and more people, that I can activate other people to live their own dreams so they can know joy. You know, even talking about it makes me actually feel kind of emotional, right? You know, my greatest joy is seeing other people plugged in to the source energy, seeing other people plugged into the universe and using our innate skills, which is our intuition, to be able to guide us into energetic frequencies that just literally blow your mind. And so, you know, and I get it. Like, once upon a time, I worked in a corporate institution, right? And I was so far removed from living in these kind of energies and frequencies. And it felt annoying and frustrating and daunting, and I felt resentful, and I would listen to things like this because I was wanting to be in the energy of inspiration, but I felt so far removed from it. You know, you are not removed. You are not separate from source. You never can be. It is part of who you are. It is the biggest part of who you are. However, we have all these points of views or barriers or limitations or energies surrounding us, you know, like our own bank of beliefs that we have that do not support you running that kind of energy. So a huge process, like I say to people, there's nothing to fix, heal or solve. There's a huge amount to let go of. Huge. You know, what's it going to take to surrender your belief of I'm not good enough? What's it going to take to surrender your belief of I can't do it? What's it going to take for you to surrender words like it's impossible or it's going to fail from your vocabulary, from even thinking them? What's it going to take to let go of all those limitations, all that contracted energy, all the places where it actually feels painful, to allow yourself to experience more joy, to allow yourself to really experience who you truly are? You know, how can you connect to the infinite part of yourself? How can you do that right now? You know, just taking a deep breath, if you're not driving, closing your eyes and just checking in and asking yourself, how expanded is my energy field? You know, is it 2 feet around you? Is it 3 feet around you? Is it 5? Is it 10? The people who are having the most fun, the energy is really expanded, right? They're living in an energetic frequency where they can take up and hold a lot of space. So what would it take for you to be able to expand your energy today to move into that space where you can have more confidence? What's an action step that you would need to take towards your big dream or your big goal that could propel you into an amazing future? So again, folks, if you're interested in regards to doing that deep dive and kind of bringing some of those limiting beliefs to the light and clearing them away, it's a 2-hour online event. So if you go to facebook.com, find your bliss now, or facebook.com, rebecca.davison.intuitivecoach, you can go into the event section on the page and you'll be able to find the Stepping Into Confidence event, which is going to be online next weekend on Saturday morning from 9 to 11. You know, energy work, what I love about energy work is it's fast, right? And it goes beyond the rational mind. So if you're wanting to shift your energetic frequency fast and, you know, in a really fun way, right? Because when you bring the intention of showing up, like I talked about, you know, and facing your fears, which we need to do with help, you know, there's no way that we can do it by ourselves, really. You know, I've paid people a lot of good money to push my buttons and help me to clear fear, right? To be able to move beyond it. And, you know, that's the process that I facilitate for others, is to help you step into that space where you can walk up to your fear and then realize that it's kind of like a snowman, that it will just melt away because, you know, the light and heat of who you are will just melt it. And then you can move forward. There is no obstacle. You know, and maybe there may be another fear in the future, for sure. But guess what? You get to go up to it and melt it. And guess what happens? You know, what I love about confidence too is it's really a self-love process. If you're taking the time to get to know yourself and to trust yourself and to cultivate your self-belief, what you're really choosing to do is fall in love with yourself. And guess what? Like attracts like. If you choose to love yourself, you'll attract more love in your life. You have more people in your world who will be loving and appreciating you. You'll be shifting your energetic frequency. And again, what do we talk about? Love is who you are. So when you're in the energy of love, you're going to feel the most like yourself. So if you're feeling far removed from love or you're feeling contracted, I would encourage you to take the action step, right? Which I've talked about. Action is required. Do the work. Do what it takes to step into more confidence, to fall in love with yourself, to be the person who's going to back themselves no matter what, to be the person who's running the energy of my success is imminent. It is completely possible for my dreams to come true. I am totally unique in what regards to what it is that I'm offering. I'm going to unhook from all the good opinions of others, anywhere there's any stop block energy, which is mostly your own fear in your own mind rather than actually what other people are doing or saying or being, and choose to follow your own path, to be in your own lane. So that's my offer to you always. You can always connect with me too if there's something that you would like more help with directly. You can go to rebeccadavison.life and click on consult. I always offer a free 30-minute consultation. So you're welcome to connect with me there. So you can, you know, I can read your energy, tell you what your biggest blocks are, whether it comes to money, love or anything else, and share with you a path that's going to create some clarity for you. But again, what's it going to take to be that person? Number one thing to do to dissolve your fear, take action. All right, folks. Well, as always, it's a joy and a pleasure to connect with you. I'm always looking forward to ways that I can serve you more. So if you're interested and or if there's a topic that you would really love me to speak to, I would love to hear from you. So you're welcome to contact me again through those channels, through Facebook, Find Your Bliss Now, or rebeccadavison.intuitivecoach. It's always a great opportunity to hear what it is that you're wanting help with, right? Like, doing this radio show is a big part of my mission in regards to sharing information with people that is going to help change your life. So if you have something that you would like to share with me, I would love to hear from you. Or if there's an issue that you're struggling with and you would like some advice on, please feel free to contact me and I'll be sure to talk about that in a show in the future. But in the meantime, I'm sending you many blessings and I look forward to connecting with you again next week. Bye for now.